The round of 16 is here, finally. But at the same time, it has all went so quick for me. But it is here. There's so many upsets that had happened. So many teams that didn't make it to the group stages that I thought definitely would. But here we are, the round of 16. Let's jump into it. So we start off with the Netherlands versus the U.S. I'm pumped for this game. The Netherlands, they got here. They topped their group. And they got here by winning two and drawing one of their matches in the group stages. They are currently on an 18 unbeaten streak, and hopefully the U.S. will end that streak. The U.S. got placed second in their group by drawing two matches and winning against Iran in their final group stage match. So it's going to be a tough match. Netherlands are very good defensively, but their midfield and attacking isn't as good as their defense, in my opinion. Gakpo, he's doing a great job offensively, so we definitely have to contain him. Also, the U.S. has not let, and was the only team in the group stages to not let a goal in during play. It was only the one against Wales that they got the PK from Bale. I am very biased in this one, and I do, however, though, believe that the U.S. win this match 1-0 and move on to the quarterfinals. So then we move on. We have Argentina versus Australia. That is correct. Australia made it to the final 16. They were very much a surprise in my opinion, but Argentina topped their group by winning two and losing one. But then Australia, they made it into the round of 16, finishing second in their group with the same thing, winning two and losing one. As of the time of this recording, Di Maria is doubtful for the match, but I bet he will end up playing in this match against Australia. I believe that Argentina win this matchup pretty easily over Australia. I know that Australia has come in and upset teams and have looked very well, but I think Argentina are just that much better than them, and I think that Argentina win this match 3-1. Over Australia. Next up, we have France versus Poland. France made it here by winning two matches and losing their last match. They finished first in their group, whereas Poland went 1-1-1, 1-1, drew one, and lost one, finishing second in their group. Poland did not look very strong, in my opinion, throughout the group stages, but we'll see how that goes here. But they are facing a very strong France team, even though they are injury-ridden, kind of. But I believe, though, that France will get this done in the round of 16 to move on over Poland, and they will win this matchup 2-1. Now we move on to England versus Senegal. Yes, I am repping a 2010 World Cup England jersey in this video. I just love jerseys, and 2010 World Cup was the best one. But anyway, England versus Senegal. England topped their group with two wins and a draw during the group stages. Senegal finished second in their group with two wins and a loss. England looked pretty strong against Iran and Wales. Between those two games, they had a goal difference of 9-2, whereas they played against the U.S. and they drew 0-0. Senegal has been quite a surprise for me. They've been playing very well, even without Mane. I really thought that they were going to struggle with losing him, but they look pretty good. But I'm going to have to go with England winning this matchup over Senegal, 3-1, putting them into the quarterfinals. So that takes us to another team that was surprising to me. We have Japan versus Croatia. I did not think that Japan was going to do well, but they topped their group with two wins and a loss in the group stages. Croatia finished second in theirs with one win and two draws. Croatia was not the team that I thought they were, and what I thought that they were going to do in this World Cup. But you can never doubt them, ever. Japan, though, on the other hand, they looked really well. They played very well against Spain, played very well against Germany, but then they let Costa Rica beat them for some reason. Even though they still topped their group, it was very odd that they let Costa Rica beat them. I think that it's going to be a good matchup. I really want Japan to win. I really do. I really want them to win this matchup. But I think that Croatia just has too much experience for this stage, and I actually think they win this game 3-2. I do think it's going to be a kind of a high-scoring matchup, but 3-2, Croatia over Japan. This takes us to Brazil versus South Korea. We all know that Brazil topped their group winning two and losing one, which was a surprise that they lost to Cameroon in match day three. And then South Korea finished second in their group by going 1-1-1, and they solidified that by scoring very, very late in their game against Portugal to win that match in match day three. We're not sure that Neymar is going to be back in time for this. I think that it would be helpful if he was, but at the same time, he might still be injured. And I think that they'll be okay without him no matter what, if he's not there or there. And I believe that Brazil get this done 2-0. They do shut out South Korea and move on to the quarterfinals. So our second to last matchup in the round of 16, we have Morocco versus Spain. Morocco was definitely a surprise for me. They topped their group, winning two and drawing one. It was a surprise to me. I did not think that they were going to be that good, but they are, and I'm rooting for them. I think that they'll do a good job. But then you have Spain they finished second in their group. They went 1-1-1. Morocco are currently on an 8-game unbeaten streak. Also, that's a fun fact. I'm surprised by that too. I didn't really know about that. I do, however, believe that Spain is the stronger team between the two, and I think that Morocco's 8-game unbeaten streak ends in this matchup, and I think Spain move on 2-1 over Morocco. Which takes us into our final game of the round of 16. We have Portugal versus Switzerland. Portugal finished top of their group, going with 2 wins and 1 loss, and Switzerland finished second in the group with 2 wins and 1 loss. These two teams have played each other twice already in 2022, and they have split that in wins there. So that is pretty wild to think that too. So this is going to be a very good matchup. It's going to be a close one. I think it's going to come down to the very end, maybe even extra time. But I'm going to have to say it. Ronaldo and Portugal will win this match 1-0 over Switzerland. Tell me down below what your predictions are for the round of 16. Tell me who you think is going to move on. Also, if you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. Subscribe if you like the content. And as always, be happy for others, and we'll see you next time.